This is Alive with Joseph.
Glory to God. Before you sit, I'm going to read my scriptures. Then you are going to announce my title for this message to five people. Let's read the first scripture, two scriptures, and I'll return back to them. We'll break them down. But first, Genesis 21 from verse 1 to 2, I read, "And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken, for Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, and at the set time of which God has spoken to him." John chapter 1 verse 16, Message Translation. He said, "We all live off his generous bounty, gift after gift after gift." I want you to reach out to five people on my behalf as you welcome them, announce to them, "I am ready for gift after gift after gift." Look for five people, reach out to them, tell them, "I am ready for gift after gift after gift after gift. I am ready for favor after favor after favor. I am ready for victory after victory after victory. I am ready for breakthroughs after breakthroughs after breakthroughs. I'm ready for testimony after testimony after testimony." Give the Lord your praise this morning. Celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, thunder, "I am ready for gift after gift after gift." Give the Lord your praise. Amen. Please, you may be seated. Are you ready for what the Lord will do this morning? So that's the title of my message this morning. We're still on the reality of Jubilee, and we're looking at what that title, gift after gift. Amen. We have established that Jesus is our Jubilee. So I'm going to build from there. He is the question and also the answer. Jesus is the core of Jubilee. Jesus is the essence of our Jubilee. Jesus is the thought and the word of God. Jesus is the system and the method of God. Jesus, our Jubilee, is God in creation. He is the Son in redemption. He is the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit in regeneration. Our Jubilee is God in creation, the Son in redemption, the Spirit in regeneration. He is the foundation of our Jubilee. Jesus is the wisdom and the power of the Most High God. Jesus, our Jubilee, he is the A to Z and everything that is in between. Jesus is the first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is our life. He is our hope. He is our identity. Jesus is everything that has made us who we are. So our fellowship with God is to receive the fullness of Christ. So when we come to God, we come to God to receive Jesus. We do not come to God to receive cars. We do not come to God to receive houses. We do not come to God to receive breakthroughs. We come to God to receive Jesus. In as much as you receive Christ, breakthroughs will come, favor will come, healing will come. But when we come to God, we come to receive Jesus, because he is the good news of the Father. The good news of God is Jesus, and it is too good to be ignored. Never forget, he found you and I. We didn't find him. Jesus found us. We didn't find him. The Bible makes it clear that he's the one who found us. He was not lost. We were the ones who were lost. And he found us. He searched and found you and I, like the woman who had 10 silver coins in the book of Luke chapter 15. One was lost. The Bible said she turned on the lamp, swept the entire house diligently, searched until she found that one coin. That was exactly what happened. When you hear believers say, "I found the Lord," you didn't find the Lord. You can't find the Lord, because he was never lost. You were the one who were lost, and he found you. So friends, your salvation, my salvation, was not our idea. Your salvation was his idea. Permit me to also say this. Your Jubilee was not your idea. Your Jubilee was his idea. That is why you and I now are to discover what God has already done for us in Christ. Our job, our assignment as the end time believer is to discover what God has already done for us in Christ. We are now to receive what God has already done for us in Christ, because salvation was his idea. Your Jubilee was his idea. Your redemption was his idea. And if you believe that God has given you Jubilee in this season, lift your voice and celebrate him this morning. Please celebrate him this morning. So salvation is you coming to receive everything that Christ has done for you. Redemption is a display of how God has loved us with an everlasting love. And nothing can separate you and I from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Lift your voice, thunder after me, say, I receive the love of God. Thunder, nothing can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 4 verse 10, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is the demonstration of God's love towards you and I. That is why, friends, the cross or the cross sign is actually the love sign, not the heart sign that the world uses to describe love. No. The cross sign is actually the love sign. The heart sign is not love. So the Bible now tells us that when God wanted to demonstrate his love for you, he didn't send you a heart sign. When he wanted to demonstrate his love for you, he didn't say, I love you. How did he demonstrate his love? Romans 5 verse 8, but God demonstrates his love for us in this. Why? We were yet sinners. While we were still sinners, Christ came and died for you. What a great love that God has given to you and I. Lift your voice and celebrate this love this morning. Please celebrate this love this morning. Hallelujah. God wanted to demonstrate his love for you. He died. He sent Jesus to die for you. Christ died for you, and you are loved by God. If you believe that, say amen to that. So, child of God, Jesus is your jubilee. You are in him justified. He is in you glorified. That is why your liberty is not still on the negotiation table. Your liberty has been concluded. Your liberty has been signed, sealed, and delivered. So staying bound is an error and also a choice that you make. If you are still bound, if certain things are still tormenting you, it's not because Jesus has not done it for you. It is simply because you have chosen to remain that way. And often, the reason why people choose to remain that way is because of ignorance. They know not, neither will they understand. Because they lack the knowledge they ought to have towards what Jesus has done, their foundations are out of course. They all walk on in darkness. But I came to declare, your glory days are here in the name of Jesus. Light has come in the name of Jesus. I say light has come in the name of Jesus. Thunder, Jesus, my jubilee. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So this morning we came to correct that error. In this season we're correcting the error, understanding that Jesus is our jubilee. So what I am doing is just to show you how Jesus is your jubilee. How Jesus is your jubilee. So jubilee is no longer, we're no longer waiting for another 50 years. Jesus is our jubilee. And because he's our jubilee, you can walk out on any bondage, anytime, any day. You can live in dominion over the lies and the wickedness of darkness. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5, New Living Translations, the scripture says, God decided in advance, predecision. He decided in advance. Haya namaradaya. He decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do. Nobody coerced him to do it. Nobody put him under durex to do it. Nobody had a gun on his head to do it. This was what he wanted to do. And it gave him great pleasure. Ayanama. Thunder, God predecided. Thunder, God predecided. Thunder, one more time. God predecided. He predecided your deliverance, predecided your salvation, predecided to adopt you, predecided to rescue you. Actually, the TPT translation puts it this way. I read, for it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus, the anointed one, so that his tremendous love that cascades. I love that word, cascades. It sounds like good English. Amen. that cascades over us would glorify his grace. For the same love he has for the beloved, Jesus, he has for you. The same love he has for Jesus, he has for you. So he doesn't love Jesus higher than he loves you. The same love, the same love, the same love. My friend, give Jesus your highest praise tonight, this morning. The same love. He doesn't have better love for Jesus than you. The same love he has for the beloved Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings great pleasure to him. So, child of God, his love for you was what moved him to come to you. His love for you was what moved him to come to you. God's love for you was what moved him to come to you. Hallelujah. So, you knowing this will help you release your faith to walk in the liberty that Jesus has given to you. Listen, friends, when you walk into anywhere, you are not a thermometer. You are a thermostat. No devil in hell should be able to determine how far you can go. No devil in hell should be able to decide how much you can achieve, how much you can have. You are the one to determine that. When you know this, you will know peace. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. When you study the book of Luke chapter 15, the parable of the prodigal son, when the boy returned back home, when his father met him at the entrance of their house, he says something that I want to draw your attention to. Verse 24, Luke chapter 15, he said, "For this son of mine was dead has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began. I don't know who it is. Your party has begun in the name of Jesus. Your victory party has begun in the name of Jesus. Your testimony party has begun in the name of Jesus. So his disconnection from his father was seen as him being dead. When he disconnected with his father, it was seen as him being a witch, means lost, means dead. Bible interpretation, lost means dead. Child of God, when you were not born again, we were dead. But now that you are in Christ, you are alive. Hallelujah. Thunder, I am alive. Thunder, I am alive. Listen, friends, Jesus, your jubilee makes dead people live. Friends, what is it that has died around you? But I came to declare, whatever it is that died around you, it comes back to life in the name of Jesus. Your health comes back to life in the name of Jesus. Your business resurrects in the name of Jesus. Get ready, that thing that is dead in your life, it will live again in the name of Jesus. Oh, let your amen come like thunder. Let your amen come like thunder. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Dead marriage comes back to life. Dead business comes back to life. Dead career comes back to life. I prophesy over you this morning, as your amen agrees with me, dead family comes back to life in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise one more time. Jesus, our jubilee, makes dead people live. Hey, he makes dead people live. He makes dead people live. That is why you and I couldn't have been able to rescue ourselves, because dead people have nothing to offer. We have nothing to offer. We couldn't give him our life. Our lives were dead already. Dead people have nothing to offer. Hallelujah. That ancestor that is dead has nothing to offer. Because dead men have nothing to offer. That grandfather, grandmother, you keep going to the grave to receive help and protection. They have nothing to offer. Because dead people have nothing to offer. Hallelujah. When we came to Christ, listen to me, friends. We didn't have anything to offer. Jesus, we didn't surrender anything because we had nothing to surrender. Jesus surrendered all so that you and I can receive it all. He surrendered his glory. He surrendered his sonship. He surrendered his godship so that you and I can receive it all. My friend, you have no right to stay where you are. And this morning I came to bring you out. Whatever kept you, every lie of darkness that has kept you where you ought not to be, today you are delivered in the name of Jesus. I say you are delivered in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. He surrendered it all so that you and I can receive it all. He laid down his life so that you can receive everything. Actually, the Bible tells us this. 1 Corinthians 15:45. The scripture tells us the first man, Adam, became a living person. But the last man, Adam, he is a life-giving spirit. He is a life-giving spirit. The first man, Adam, was a living person. But this one gives life. I prophesy, receive life in the name of Jesus. Receive life in the name of Jesus. Receive life in the name of Jesus. Jesus, our Jubilee, has given you and I life. Hallelujah. And I came to declare, let your victory party begin in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Celebrate the Lord one more time. So your Jubilee is not an aspiration. It is a description. Because everything the New Testament says about the believer is not an aspiration. It is a description. When the Bible tells you that you have overcome, it's not an aspiration, it's a description. When the Bible says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, it is a description. When the Bible tells you that you are blessed already, it is a description, not an aspiration. When the Bible says you are saved, you are delivered, sanctified, you are righteous, you are blessed, you are holy, you are healed, you are one with Christ, you have divine nature, all of this is not an aspiration, it's a description. It's a description. This is who you are in Christ. It is who you are. Are you getting blessed? Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. I read TPT translation. But when this priest had offered the one supreme sacrifice for sin for all time, he sat down on a throne at the right hand of God, waiting until all his whispering enemies. Listen, I declare all your whispering enemies are silenced forever in the name of Jesus. Jesus had whispering enemies. You too will have. He said all his whispering enemies, they are subdued and turned into his footstool. And by his one perfect sacrifice, he made all of us perfectly holy, complete for all things. He made you perfectly holy. Thunder, I am perfectly holy. I didn't hear you say, I am perfectly holy. And he said, I'm complete for all time. Thunder, I am complete for all time. And the book of Colossians now strengthens it. Colossians 2 verse 10. And our own completeness is now found in him. We are completely filled with God as Christ's fullness overflows within us. He is the head of every kingdom and authority in the universe. So in Jubilee, we are not called to perfect the perfect work. In Jubilee, we are not called to finish the finished works. In Jubilee, we are not called to perfect the perfect work. We are not called to finish the finished work. We don't perfect the sacrifice. Actually, him, the sacrifice, perfects us. Jesus, the sacrifice, perfects us. Listen, Jesus didn't give sacrifice. He is the sacrifice. Are you listening to me, friends? Jesus did not give a sacrifice. He didn't offer up a sacrifice. He himself is the sacrifice. And this sacrifice has made us perfectly holy and complete. This sacrifice. Thunder once more. I am complete in him. Thunder, I am complete in him. So what Jesus, our Jubilee, brought through his blood is gift after gift after gift. So friends, in this season of Jubilee, I pray for you, receive gift after gift in the name of Jesus. In your business, receive gift after gift in the name of Jesus. In your career, receive gift after gift after gift in the name of Jesus. In this season of Jubilee, Alive Church, receive gift after gift after gift in the name of Jesus. We receive gift after gift in our influence. In the name of Jesus, we receive gift after gift in our impact. In the name of Jesus, Alive Church receives gift after gift in numerical growth. In the name of Jesus, in material wealth, gift after gift, we acquire more properties and more properties, more campuses after campuses are opened up. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. We receive gift after gift after gift, prosperity for the purpose of the furtherance of the gospel. We have entered into that season of gift after gift, miracles after miracles, gift after gift testimony, gift after gift breakthroughs, gift after gift signs and wonders, gift after gift opportunities, open doors. Hallelujah. Lift your voice, thunder. I receive gift after gift after gift. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. Give God your praise this morning. Amen. Listen, friends. Jubilee is what Christ did for us by what happened to him. Jubilee is what Christ did for us by what happened to him. That is Jubilee. Amen? Amen. Let me ask. Tepo, come. No, come to the stage. Jubilee is what Christ did for us by what happened to him. Follow me carefully. Please face the congregation. Salvation is this. Temple, stone, let's use. And what he stole was equivalent to 1,000 rands. Jesus comes, I come, and I say, now, by that stealing, he is to die. The penalty and the punishment is for him to die. Now, I come and say, I'm going to die on behalf of Temple. I will die on his behalf. I will take the punishment and the judgment on his behalf. But I'm not going to stop there. He stole 1,000 rands. I'm going to give you 1 million rands. So I'm repaying what he stole so that tomorrow when he's walking around town, you don't come and grab him. Yeah, okay, Akiri, they died for you, but they didn't pay us our money back. No. So that you will not be able to hold him and say, we paid the money back. I didn't just pay. I overpaid you. But it didn't stop there. What I discover is now, after doing that, I now enter into temple so that he will not go back and steal again. Are you understanding now? So that he will never have an occasion to go back and steal again. So I didn't just die for him, paid his penalty. I also now entered him so that he will not have any reason to go and steal again. That is why the believer now is a new creation in Christ Jesus. The things I used to do, I do them no more. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Thank you so much, Temple. God bless you. Hallelujah. So, I now enter him to enable him not to steal again. Because if I pay only his penalty and take his place, and I don't enter him to enable him live according to my purpose, he may return back. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act on behalf of his good purpose. If God is not in you, you can't act. The challenge is religion wants you to act without God in you. No. He said, King James actually will say, King James said, it is to do of his good pleasure. He is the one who is in you so that you can do. Hallelujah. So if Jubilee is not in you, there is no way you can do. So your doing is because Jesus, your Jubilee, is in you, enabling you to do what brings him pleasure. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Please celebrate the Lord this morning. So child of God, your Jubilee lives on the inside of you. You are in him justified. He is in you glorified. Under Jesus, my Jubilee, you are in him justified. He is in you glorified. Give Jesus your praise this morning. Thunder Jubilee. Thunder Jubilee. Thunder Jesus, my Jubilee. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So what I'm doing this morning is showing you the gift after gift after gift that Jesus, your Jubilee, has given to you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, quickly. The Bible says, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. So friends, you have someone who is with the Father, not condemning you, but advocating for you. We have an advocate with the Father. So you are not forgiven when you sin because you are remorseful. That's not why you're forgiven. Because you're feeling remorse, you know, and you're crying. And that's, no. You can't, remorse cannot pay the wages of sin. The wages of sin is debt. Remorse can't take care of the wages of sin. The wages of sin is debt. You are forgiven because he is merciful. Are you listening? You are forgiven because he is merciful. You are not forgiven because you said, I'm sorry. I am sorry is not why he has forgiven you. You can step on Pastor Joseph's shoes and say, I'm sorry, it's fine. But I am sorry is not why God has forgiven your sin. Because I am sorry cannot deal with the wages of sin, which is debt. It is what Jesus has done that deals with sin. What Jesus has done dealt with sin. Your I'm sorry didn't deal with sin. Your remorse didn't deal with sin. He said here, 1 John chapter 2 verse 12, NIV translation, he said, I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven. Let's read, friends. Are you ready? Everybody, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go. At the count of three. One, two, three, go. On account of your tears. Answer me now. On account of your tears. On account of your remorse. On account of, I am sorry. On account of his name. Our sins are forgiven us on account of his name. So, Pastor, when I sin, should I not repent? No, sir. You must repent when you sin. Why? Because repentance is you realizing that you are better than what you have done. It is you turning your heart towards what Christ has done. That is, you are moving out of your mistake. You are coming into the reality of what Jesus has done for you. Repentance is you realizing that you are being a hypocrite. That's repentance. You are realizing that I'm being a hypocrite. That is repentance. Because hypocrisy is you acting out of character. Repentance is you. When you repent, you are returning back to the nature of Christ in you. Hypocrisy is acting out of the nature of Christ that is you. That is the thing that... So hypocrisy is not actually when you call someone a hypocrite. Hypocrisy is when the believer decides not to turn back from what they are not supposed to do. That is why when someone continues to do that without repentance, they continue to do what they ought not to do, that is contrary to the nature of Christ. After a while, they are given a reprobate mind. Where now they now sin willfully and they don't feel anything. Now, is it that God has not forgiven? He has forgiven, but they need to repent, turn back to what Jesus has done. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So repentance is you realizing that you are being a hypocrite, because hypocrisy is acting out of the act of character. It is you acting out of the nature of Christ that is in you. So that thing you did is you being a hypocrite. So repentance is not condemnation. Repentance is redirection. Repentance is redirection. Listen, repentance is redirection. So we must understand this, because when you do not understand it, you cannot walk in the liberty that Jesus has given to you. You cannot live free. You cannot live having dominion over sin if you do not understand this. That is why having an understanding of the eternal finished work of Christ is necessary. You having an understanding of eternal finished work of Christ is necessary. This enables you to receive the gift after gift after gift after gift. Jesus, our Jubilee, died for us. He died for you and I. When he resurrected, you resurrected with him. When he died with you. When you resurrected, he resurrected with you. Now, the Bible makes it clear that you are seated with him in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. And by this, you can now receive gift after gift after gift. Hear me, friends. In this season, God wants to do for you not just enough, not barely enough. He wants to do for you more than enough. And I declare declare over you, receive more than enough in the name of Jesus. I say receive more than enough in the name of Jesus. That was why he said, of his generous bounty, we have received gift after gift after gift. Of his generous bounty, we have received gift after gift after gift. I prophesy, receive gift after gift favor in the name of Jesus. Receive gift after gift miracles in the name of Jesus. Out of the generosity of God, receive gift after gift after gift victory in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Of his generous bounty, we have received, we have received, we have received, we have received gift after gift after gift. When you look at our text in Genesis 21, when Sarah gave birth to Isaac, you probably would have thought that was the end, that it ended there. But hear this, friends, what God began to do in Abraham was gift after gift after gift. God opened up the fountain of fertility in Abraham. Because our God doesn't do enough, barely enough. He is the God of more than enough. What he started doing in Abraham was gift after gift after gift. When you notice very well, after Sarah died, you could have thought this tired and retired man will stop. But the fountain of fertility was opened up. After the death of Sarah, the man, by the reason of the gift after gift after gift that was in his loins, he had to look for another woman called Keturah. And this man started mass production. Genesis 25, let me show you. You thought Isaac was the only child? No, 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 no. He legally married another woman after the death of Sarah. So he didn't take a second wife, no. He married after the death of Sarah. Now, he took another woman called Keturah. The man was overflowing with gift after gift after gift after gift. He said, I can't contain this. Then Abraham took a wife. And her name was Keturah. And she bore him Zimran, Joshkan, Medan, and Midian. They ran out of name. They said, let's name this one Medan. Let's remove the E, put the I, Midian. Ishbak and Shua. The Bible said, Abraham again took a wife. Anamaradaya. I don't know who this is, but in this season, your jubilee testimony shall be, again, I bought another house. Again, I bought another business. Again, I started another business branch. Again, I bought the estate. Again, I own another property. Again, I own another car. In the name of Jesus. Because our God is the more than enough God. Again, Abraham took a wife. And this man produced 6 boys. Only him. A man that was tired. But when gift after gift kicked in. Because our God never gives enough. He gives more than enough. I don't know what you think that you have already. I came to announce over you, God will exceed your expectations in the name of Jesus. Again, you will build a house in the name of Jesus. I say again, you will own properties in the name of Jesus. Again, your business will expand in the name of Jesus. Again, your children are lifted in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Your testimony will be, again, I got another breakthrough. Again, I received another opportunity. Again, a life church grew and we added another service. Again, a life church grew and we bought another property. Again, a life church expanded. We opened another campus with ultra modern facility. And again, a life church increased. We touched many more lives. And again, a life church expanded. We entered into many more homes. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Again, you receive another baby. Again, your children did so well in life. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Child of God, in this season of jubilee, in this season of gift after gift after gift, God is ready to do it again for you in the name of Jesus. He will do it again for your family in the name of Jesus. There are some of you listening to me, you thought you have seen your best days. I came to announce to you, get ready for more in the name of Jesus. Oh, you thought you have seen your best days. Oh, I declare, get ready for more in the name of Jesus. Even if you don't want it, you're already implicated by the fact that you came into this atmosphere. You are implicated already. I give tepolosete, you will receive again victory in the name of Jesus. Again favor in the name of Jesus. Again testimony in the name of Jesus. By association, you are implicated, my friend. Even if it's a pastor, I don't want it. You don't have to say you don't want it. You came into this place. I came to announce over you. The again God will do it for you again and again and again and again in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise. Again. Abraham took a wife and produce 3, 5, 6 more children. Haliboros, I prophesy, in this season of Jubilee, God will exceed your expectations in the name of Jesus. I say, receive gift after gift after gift in the name of Jesus. I say, God does it for you again in the name of Jesus. Thunder, God is doing it again. Thunder, God is doing it again. Thunder, God is doing it again. Thunder, right now, I announce to creation, God is doing it again. Say amen to that. I pray for you today. Enter your season of gift after gift after gift in the name of Jesus. Enter into miracles after miracles after miracles in the name of Jesus. Enter into testimonies after testimonies after testimonies in the name of Jesus. Enter into favor after favor after favor in the name of Jesus. Enter into breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I declare things will happen for you so fast your head will swing in the name of Jesus. Ayanama, it will happen for you so fast your head will swim in the name of Jesus. In this season of Jubilee, it will happen for you fast in the name of Jesus. It won't be long in the name of Jesus. Things are going to happen so fast your head will swim in the name of Jesus. It will be one thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. Everywhere you look, blessings, blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I will make everything right again for my people at Life Church. They will rebuild their ruined cities. They will plant vineyards, drink good wine. They will work their gardens, eat fresh vegetables. I will plant them on their own land. They will never again be uprooted from the land that I've given to them. Your God says so. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. I say, your God says so. Give him praise this morning. Everything will happen all at once. All at once. All at once. While you're still trying to testify of the restoration, all of a sudden, miracle of increase arise. You're still trying to testify how your child has gotten admission into the university. All of a sudden, the money to pay it off has arrived. Oh my God, scholarship arise. You're still talking about how you bought the first house and they're negotiating. All of a sudden, opportunity for the second house arrives in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Jesus, your Jubilee, is the efficient 320 God. He's able to exceed your expectation. Listen, I came to declare over you this morning. I say your best days are not behind you, rather. Your best days are ahead of you in the name of Jesus. I say your best days are ahead of you in the name of Jesus. Some of you think that you have prospered. You know, you think, you know, Pastor, I don't think I need it again. No, 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 no. Your best days are still ahead of you. Whatever you thought has happened is just a child's play. For my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask. All you could ever ask or think, according to his power that is at work in you. Give Jesus praise this morning. Celebrate him. Please give Jesus praise. Let's do something before we pray. Let's rise on our feet. Ayana Marada. Jesus, your Jubilee. He is the Ephesians 3:20 God. Ephesians 3:20 God. Are you ready, everybody? Put that scripture on the screen for me. I want us to read it before we pray. I want us to read it before we pray. Gift after gift after gift. Let's read Ephesians 3:20. Are you ready? At the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go. Infinitely more than your greatest request. Let's read louder. Your most unbelievable dreams and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. John 1:16, Message translation. Put it for us. Are you ready to read this one? I want you to read it. Let every devil in your village catch diarrhea this morning. Let every devil in your village catch some diarrhea. Announce it. Are you hearing me? Announce it with your loudest voice. Are you ready? At the count of three, 1, 2, 3, go. We all live off his generous bounty. Gift after gift after gift. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Lift your voice. Thunder after me. Say, in the name of Jesus, the gift after gift anointing is at work in me. It is at work on my life. Thunder right now. I decree and I boldly declare, I walk in this consciousness. I walk in this consciousness that gift after gift is available to me. Thunder right now. I come into gift after gift after gift after gift after gift in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, turn it to power, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mokocha. Till next time, God bless.